TV veteran and founding editor of Clio magazine, Ita Buttrose, is reportedly a frontrunner for the vacant position of ABC chair. Despite the fact that her name wasn't on the original shortlist, the Prime Minister had some positive reflections to make about her character when asked about the reports today.
I think she's an extraordinary Australian, Australian of the Year, and there's been few people more than Ita that I think have lifted the standards of journalism in this country, and I think that says a lot about her character and her abilities.
Donald McDonald is a former ABC chair and joins us now. Donald, welcome.
Thank you.
Would Ita Buttrose make a good ABC chair, in your opinion?
Well, can I begin by saying I think it's a bit curious that we're talking about an appointment that hasn't been announced yet. It's a very heightened sort of atmosphere to be talking about something, but since it's all over the place, I suppose.
Even the Prime Minister's basically talked her up, so this is why it's become not just a speculation, but something a little more serious.
I understand that. I'm sure she'd be a fine appointment. She's very experienced, very mature, balanced sort of a person. I don't know her well, but we've known each other over the years. She'd be a downside than a whole lot of other people that might have been considered.
She wasn't shortlisted for the role, and that has already become controversial, Labor raising questions about the fact that she wasn't on the shortlist, and there is obviously a process. Do you think there's a problem with that?
Well, I've never understood this selection process at all. It wasn't in existence when I was appointed. It was an invention of Kevin Rudd's. And frankly, I was surprised that this government kept it on. I mean, why the appointment of the chairman of the ABC is treated in such a super-duper special way, I simply don't understand. The democratically elected government of the day is considered appropriate to make appointments to the High Court, for goodness sake, to appoint the Chief Justice, to nominate the Governor General. And yet somehow we come to the ABC chair and we had to have this fancy footwork going on.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison was pretty effusive in his comments about Ita Buttrose today. He confirmed that the independent recommendations did not include a female candidate. Here he is.
The Cabinet will soon consider this matter. It is true that she was not one of those who have been independently recommended, and I can confirm that the independent recommendations did not include a female candidate.
So obviously that's if they do announce Ita Buttrose, and it looks like they're going that way. Until it happens, it hasn't happened. We'll announce it when it does. But gender is clearly one of the arguments that the government is going to make. Is that fair enough?
Well, there's always been an attempt to have a gender balance in the board of the ABC. Just there's so many things that have to be balanced. That's the trouble. You have to balance state representation, have to balance experience, and you have to balance gender. But I think there are probably, well, you would know, I imagine you know, but I think there's one more woman than there are men on the board of the ABC right now. But it's a hot-button issue, of course, every time any appointment is discussed.
But given Bill Shorten's already raising issues about that, essentially describing it as political interference, here he is.
Now what we've seen is Ita Buttrose's name has risen in circulation. She's a lovely person, very respected Australian, but her name has risen to be chair of the ABC because the company the government contracted couldn't even get the process right, and now we've got more political interference.
But, given the issues we've had around the last chair and the last managing director, it hasn't been a very easy time for the ABC. It's been a really turbulent time. Could the appearance of political interference, as suggested by Bill Shorten, make the job of the chair difficult?
Well, it's never going to be easy. I think you just get on with it and do it, whoever you are.
So, you think that it's... Do you see it as interference? I mean, you clearly think the whole process of these suggestions is bogus anyway.
I certainly don't regard it as interference. The government is there, elected to make decisions, and it's just got to get on and do it. If there was any criticism to be made, it would be that it's taken so long.
Yeah, it has been a while. You were ABC chair, of course. How difficult is the role and what are the necessary qualifications? It seems like a very highly scrutinised role.
Well, you certainly are there to protect the independence of the ABC, to ensure that what's in the statute related to the ABC is followed scrupulously. You're there to see that the place is well run. It's not a business, but it has to be run in a business-like way. And the most important thing that the board does is appoint the managing director.
And, of course, that's the next key appointment after this chair is appointed. The new chair would arrive at the organisation after a period of board instability and turmoil and, you know, accusations of political interference among the past board. And, of course, that goes up to the, you know, accusations of the previous chair, of course. How difficult do you anticipate that job will be now?
I think I've already said you just have to get on and do it and not fuss about whether it's difficult or not. Just do the job and prove that it's working properly.
Donald McDonald, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's former ABC chair Donald McDonald. And, of course, we're talking about reports that were fueled, if you like. They weren't just reports because the Prime Minister talked about them. He didn't sort of mince his words. He was pretty upfront, made it very clear that Ita Buttrose essentially is being considered for the ABC chair's role and that he was disappointed that no women were put forward. What do you make of the appointment? She is a household name. She is very well known, of course, and a real trailblazer if you saw that ABC miniseries about her, which Paper Giants, which I did and became slightly obsessed with. What a trailblazer she was at a time when working for Kerry Packer, when it wouldn't have been easy as a woman, but she did it. This is RN Drive.